Staff at the New Zealand headquarters of oil and gas company OMV were forced to work from home today after environmentalists blockaded its New Plymouth offices. The Austrian firm says it had safety concerns for its 300 staff and contractors, so had little choice but to close for the day. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has been at the protest.
About 60 environmentalists carrying protest banners and chanting slogans barricaded the entrances to the OMV building on Devon Street from about 7 o'clock this morning. Braving persistent rain, they blocked car parks and huddled in doorways, watched over by a small contingent of police and security guards while they waited for OMV staff to arrive for work. But they never materialised. Greenpeace spokesperson Niamh O'Flynn says their intention is to stop OMV operating.
We've got activists out here blockading and shutting down Austrian oil company OMV's headquarters because we're in a climate emergency and we cannot afford to be drilling any more deep sea oil. We're targeting OMV because they're one of just 100 companies who are responsible for over 70% of the world's carbon emissions. And we know, the scientists have told us over and over again, that we cannot have any more deep sea oil.
Ms O'Flynn says the protesters, which came from a range of different groups, plan to picket the OMV building over the next 3 days. 13-year-old Mount Maunganui homeschooler Ellie Johnston put the books aside to be there.
I'm here to tell OMV that they have no place in Aotearoa anymore. They're the last major oil company here.
Thank you.
Yep. So I came with a friend last minute on the night before. It's like, I really want to come. So we made it happen, came here.
Ms Johnson says a lot of young people are scared about what the future holds. Hunkered down in OMV's main entrance, Ellen Arbez was representing Climate Justice Taranaki. She'd thought about what the end of the oil and gas sector would mean for local jobs.
I understand that it is their livelihood, but the current climate crisis we are facing is bigger than employment. We are facing a literal climate crisis. We need to move beyond talk of economics and stuff. I do advocate for a just transition for those people because obviously they still need income, but what we're dealing with is bigger than economics.
Ms. Arbez doesn't buy the argument that gas is needed to transition to a low emissions economy.
I think that's ridiculous, to be honest. I think we're wasting so much time and energy and money putting it into these dying industries when there is so much innovation going on. There is so much potential for green energy here in New Zealand. If we just get our A into G, then I think it's entirely possible.
A passerby who didn't want to give his name grilled the environmentalists about how they'd got to the protests.
None of them walked here. Probably none of them have a real job. I don't know, but maybe they'd know better than I do, but none of them is admitting it. We're not allowed points of view.
Dunedin protester Jack Brazil says that's a tired argument.
We've had a lot of criticism about using petrol and diesel cars, but it's like you have to use the system to change the system. You know, participating in the system as it is doesn't disqualify you from trying to change it. You know, the person who invented the light bulb did so using the candle.
The managing director of OMV New Zealand, Gabriel Selisic, says it respects the right to protest, but that it should be done lawfully and in a way that doesn't put protesters or others at risk. Mr. Selisic says it decided to shut the building as a safety precaution and monitor the situation. OMV is about to begin a drilling program off the coast of Taranaki before moving to the Great South Basin off Otago. Mr. Selisic says OMV is contractually obligated to the Crown to complete that work and is convinced gas is crucial to transition to a low-emissions economy. I Ngā Mutu mo te Hōtaka o te Ahi Pōnei, ko Robin Martin Aho.